We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Joining us here on Zoom is Jason Black, who is the communications director for the Community Renewal Team, which is a nonprofit in Hartford. And some of the things you guys do are Meals and Wheels, among other fabulous outreach programs.
Thank you. Yeah, among many, many outreach programs. Meals on Wheels is probably the best known program for CRT. We cover all of Central Connecticut, so Hartford County, Middlesex County, parts of Tallinn. It's over 1,000 meals a day that go out to medically homebound seniors. Yeah, it's insane. That team, they've been nonstop. Even during the storm that just happened with Isaias, I hope I said that right, they didn't stop. They still got meals out during the storm.
Wow.
Just amazing team. I love them so much. They're amazing.
Yeah. Well, before we get into the census, let's continue with Meals on Wheels. How do you make a donation to Meals on Wheels? If you'd like to contribute either with your time or with your finances, how do you get involved?
Or with your wheels.
Or with your wheels.
Well, right. Because in fact, volunteers are needed out in the field, right? All the food is made at our central location in Hartford. We have this massive kitchen at our main offices where they're cooking every day and the meals are going out and they go out to, typically they're dropped off at senior centers and then from the senior centers, they're picked up and brought to the homes of the seniors who can't get out and get them themselves. So yeah, if people want to get involved, they could hit us up on our website at www.crtct.org. Look for the Meals on Wheels page. There's information there about how you can sign up for the program if you know someone that might need it.
Can I bring a couple of meatloaves?
Yes. When am I going to say no to meatloaf, right? That's
we're going to need more than two, though.
We're going to need about 1,000.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, 998 left.
here's a cool thing that's been going on, actually, if I can. We've got our friends at Travelers in Hartford. They've been a huge help this whole summer. They've been donating meals because, as you might know, so a lot of offices, places like Travelers, their main offices aren't really busy right now, right? Shall we say their folks are working from home, which is cool to do that. So they have a cafeteria service in their main building downtown.
Oh, wow.
And there's a catering service that's in there. They don't know what to have those folks do, or they didn't know what to have them do back in the spring. And so they thought, well, we don't want them to just be sitting idle or paying them, right? Let's have them cook some food and give it away. So CRT is actually one of the beneficiaries of the kindness right from Travelers.
What a great idea.
130 meals a day that Travelers is providing to three different CRT programs right now. And here's the really cool part. Nobody else knows this. You're hearing this first. They just agreed to extend the program to the end of this calendar year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's so, so cool.
Ooh, and Travelers.
Thank you, Travelers. Right?
Yes.
I mean, it's incredible.
That's awesome.
And
thank you to those cafeteria workers. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's keeping people working, which is keeping people busy, which, you know, that part's cool. And these meals are going, some of the meals go to our East Hartford Family Shelter. So families that are homeless that are being housed there. It's going to Veterans Crossing, which is formerly Homeless Veterans, also in East Hartford. And then we've got two other programs that have been benefiting from it. But starting next month, most of the meals are then actually going to be starting to go to, we have an assisted living facility in Hartford called The Retreat. It's 100 seniors who are there. It's a low-income facility. And they're going to start to get those meals as of September 1. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
One of the things that you lose out on as a community is funding for wonderful programs and ways for your community to grow. It's like taking money and just burning it if you don't fill out the census. And that's actually why you're here today. We've had the mayor on several times, and you know, he's told us I'm going to extend the deadline.
He yelled at us. He really yelled at us.
Yeah, he's like, I'm extending the deadline. I'm extending the deadline. He got Salt to fill out his census, which was like twisting an arm.
Four people.
For four people. You're counted. Four. That's a beautiful thing. And Salt, how long did it take you to do it?
Like about 6 months, it seemed like.
Wow. No,
I'm kidding. It was very, easy. Very good. You get online,
ba-dumps.
And you click on it, and bam, you're done.
You're done, yeah. Right? So yeah, you go to 2020census.gov. That's the website. You get in there. And it took you less than 5 minutes, right? That's my guess.
Absolutely.
Right. Even for a household of four, family of four, that's fantastic, right? And that's exactly what it should. It should not take more than 5 minutes to do this. It's so important. It's only done once every 10 years. And Christine, as you point out, this is all about funding. And now is crunch time, right? So I'm so glad you could have me here this morning to talk to y'all. They cut the deadline. Right, they actually cut the federal government cut the deadline, so people now have to have this thing done by the end of September. That's it. There's not going to be any more time after that. And as you point out, and this is the big if, but it's important, if we get a low count in Connecticut or Hartford, or, you know, if it's off, right, the federal government can say, well, you don't have as many people in Connecticut as you used to. You don't need money for food stamps. You don't need money for energy assistance, for education supports, for Medicaid and Medicare and healthcare and roads and bridges, things that we all need and care about here in the state, right? They could cut that budget back and that will affect us for the next 10 years. That's
right.
Enough.
Because where will the money come from? It still has to come from us somehow.
Right. Well, Jason, can I? It's six. Six is my new number. Okay. Is that better?
Sure.
Is that helping?
Six people in the house.
I don't know.
Well, my wife says pets are people too, so we have two cats. Does that count? I don't know.
I think the federal government probably doesn't have a field for the pets, but it's the bipeds that they want to count.
So I feel like that's...
If when you fill out the census and it accepts it in your form, you didn't hear that from me. Right? But,
So one of the things that
one
of the things that I've heard people are scared about doing the census is because it's asking whether or not you're an American citizen.
Right.
And people, for some reason, with the news coverage, people maybe have members in their household that aren't an American citizen. They're afraid to fill out the census for some reason. How do you allay those fears?
Yeah, all I can say is, you know, from everything I've been told, everything that I know about this, and I've been working on this now for the past 6 months, so I feel like I've started to learn a few things. This is not a gotcha, right? That's not what this is about. This is not about trying to say, oh, we found you, right? Mm-hmm. You undocumented person or whatever. That's not what this is about. This is about getting a complete count of everyone that lives in the United States, whether you're a citizen or not. You need to be counted. You need to step up and be a part of that process. It's so important. You can do the census in English, of course. It's also, I don't know if you knew this, it's available in 12 other languages on the website. I mean, and that's because we know there are people in this country, English isn't their first language, right? But we need to know that you're here, that you're a part of our community, that you need services. Please, please, please take 5 minutes if you haven't already done it. Fill out the census at 2020census.gov. It is just so important that we get everybody counted as quickly as possible.
So if there's 12 other languages plus English, that's 13. So 52 would be my count for my family.
Fantastic.
52.
He's not going to stop with this line of thinking.
It's creative. It's good. But here's the thing. I mean, in Hartford, right? And this is not a good thing right now. As of 2 weeks ago in Hartford, our percentage for those who had done the census was only at 45%.
Oh, man.
And what was it last time? Do you know?
I mean, it should be 60 to 70% total.
Okay.
Right. And that's typical. And Connecticut as a whole, you know, the aggregate for the state is close to 70%. So as a whole for the state, we're in good shape. And in fact, Connecticut's ahead of the national average, which is pretty awesome.
But it's Hartford in particular that really needs the funding and is not filling out the census and is going to end up losing in the long run.
We certainly could. And that's why folks like Mayor Bronin and others are so concerned. And we've been working actively with the city of Hartford. We've been working with Lieutenant Governor Bicewicz. She's been an amazing advocate on behalf of the census this year. They understand it's important. We have to make sure that we have all of the funding possible. And again, it's this decision now affects what's going to happen for the next 10 years.
I have an idea of free meatloaf for everyone who fills out the census,
that
made by me and Salt's wife, Sarah.
Fantastic. if you're gonna,
I'll sign my wife up for more work. Sure,
I will gladly share that on the old Facebook, right?
And we will Sarah's gonna kill me. She's gonna come through and kill me.
Her ears are tingling right now. She's like,
what the hell? I gotta work from home, man. I have two kids, and I have a husband who's also a child.
I'm a child. Yeah.
But here's actually something fun that we're doing. We're not giving away meatloafs. We're giving away ice cream.
Okay. What?
Yeah, we're doing these really.
Way to bury the lead, Jason.
Say that again.
Way to bury the lead.
Bury the lead. You're right. I should have started with ice cream. That's always on a summer day. I should always start with.
Kind of ice cream? Where? How? What?
Come on. We've been renting an ice cream truck. We found this guy out of Manchester called Ice Cream Time. He's got his own trucks, his own fleet of trucks, apparently, and he comes out to our events for us and hooks us up for 2 hours at a time. Everybody who wants a frozen treat, like a good humor bar, whatever you want on the truck, you can have it. We're doing
Choco tacos.
Yes, they have the Choco taco. They even do soft serve on one of the trucks that he has. How cool is that, right? So it's pretty nuts. This Friday we're going to be at the East Hartford Raymond Library from 11 to 1. Raymond Library, they've got a farmer's market every Friday, so we're going to hook up with that. We're going to be there for that event. Next Tuesday, a week from today, we're partnering with our friends from Urban League of Greater Hartford. We're going to be at their space over on Woodland Street from 2 to 4 o'clock, and we're going to be doing it again. Free ice cream for everyone that comes out. We've also got our friends from Christmas Wish CT who come out to these events. They bring popcorn for the kids and stuff, which has been super fun. It's so easy. So you can get a free ice cream, and while you're there, you can fill out the census. We have enumerators there. Did you know that's what they're called?
No, that is the official Latin name, and I'm sure that if you're really good, you can conjugate it.
But I cannot, but yeah. But yeah, that don't call them census taker.
No, they're enumerators.
That is real.
Okay. That sounds like something from Harry Potter. I'm not going to lie to you.
It does sound a little like
or
that.
Or the Umbrella Academy salt, like the enumerator.
Yes. Oh, that would be a great character, wouldn't it? The enumerator? Yeah. We could pull that out. That'd be sweet.
I will bore you to death with numbers.
Yes, and I will make you do the census, and you will love it.
But
they help you out. They're official. They've got a tablet computer, and if you haven't done the census yet, so you're having your ice cream, and you're like, hey, yeah, I'll do the census now. Why not? They help you fill it out on the spot, easy peasy, 5 minutes, and you're done.
Well, you heard it here from Jason
Black. How do you get this
Black.
Ice cream if you filled out the census?
If you've already filled out the census, come have an ice cream anyway on us. Yeah. Our treat, CRT and Christmas Wish CT, it's our treat. We want you to have free ice cream.
CRTCT.org is the website. And then what's the census website again?
Yeah, so go to 2020census.gov, nice and easy, and you can fill it out right away. Please, if you haven't already done it, take 5 minutes today and go do the census. It's the best thing you can do all day long.
Jason Black, thank you so much for joining us and enumerating us with all the information.
My pleasure.
10.
You both really, really appreciate the time today.
Thumbs up to 10.
Yep, 10.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you. Looking forward to the meetup. All right, bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.